Welcome to the Print Pod. Rajesh Jain, founder of Prashnam, an AI technology startup, wrote an opinion piece, "Survey Shows Zomato is Doing Something Right with Brand Awareness." I'm Ruben Alex, and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Zomato is in the news again. It is in the process of getting listed on the stock exchanges at an expected valuation of ₹65,000 crore, or nearly $9 billion. On average, a person orders food worth ₹400 through Zomato. So for it to be valued ₹65,000 crore, ideally all Indians should order through Zomato. Of course, that would be a very simplistic interpretation, since the market value is based on overall computation of customer lifetime value and not just by the number of people ordering food. But nevertheless, analysts have pointed out how Zomato, which only delivers food, is valued more than the companies that cook it. Zomato is valued more than the combined worth of Domino's Pizza, McDonald's, and Burger King. To be clear, this is not to suggest that the food delivery app is irrationally overvalued. It is merely interesting to observe how consumer companies are valued and what relationship they have, if any, to popularity and adoption by actual consumers on ground. Is it really the case that Zomato is more popular and used by Indians more than Domino's Pizza or McDonald's? Prashnam decided to find out this week. In two surveys, with 767 people in the first and 838 people in the second, across the five large states in the Hindi-speaking belt, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, and Jharkhand, we compared the popularity and awareness of Zomato vis-a-vis Domino's Pizza or McDonald's. We also decided to add a non-food consumer technology product for comparison and chose Paytm. We asked three questions to the people in these states. The first question being, what is Zomato? The second, what is Paytm? And the third, which of these foods have you eaten at least once? With the options of Domino's Pizza, McDonald's Burger, both, or none. About 53% of respondents from the Hindi-speaking states knew what Zomato is, which is significant, but is well below the awareness for Paytm. Nearly 69% of people surveyed knew what Paytm is. News reports indicate that Paytm is also planning to list itself in the market soon. Clearly, a much higher awareness for Paytm vis-a-vis Zomato could mean good for the former's valuation. Among those surveyed, 43% said they had either eaten a Domino's Pizza or a McDonald's Burger or both. This is not to be compared with the 53% awareness of Zomato, since being aware is quite different from having used the services. The comparison between quick service restaurants and a food delivery app such as Zomato should strictly be limited to using Zomato and eating food. Readers may recall that in May of 2021, Prashnam had carried out a survey on Zomato that checked awareness as well as measured its usage. 45% in the same Hindi-speaking states were aware of Zomato in May, which is comparable to the 53% now, since Zomato has been in the news these days. It also proves the consistency of Prashnam's results. As for any survey, consistency in results over multiple rounds is the true test of accuracy and credibility. In the May survey, only 12% of those who were aware of Zomato had used it in the previous week. So weekly usage of Zomato is also vastly different from its awareness. Awareness and brand recall are essential attributes for companies that rely on consumer revenue. Given India's size, diversity, and poverty, the first challenge for any modern or new consumer company is to spread the word and be recalled. The fact that most people in the Hindi belt seem to be aware of Zomato augurs well for the company. One caveat: Prashnam is an artificial intelligence-driven interactive phone survey platform. Its respondents will naturally be those who are somewhat technology savvy, to the point of knowing how to respond to IVR surveys. So, to that extent, an app-based consumer company is likely to be better known among Prashnam respondents.